For several months now, the U.S. has refused to deal with Colombian President Ernesto Samper, alleging that he took money from drug traffickers. At the same time, the U.S. has been increasing its aid to the Colombian military. The White House says it's about to give Colombia $40 million in additional military assistance for use in that drug war. The new aid program is controversial. Colombia's armed forces have long been accused of human rights violations, and critics say the U.S. should be cutting its military ties in Colombia, not expanding them. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
During the Cold War, U.S. military aid programs in Latin America went to help governments there fight left-wing revolutionary movements. The communist threat is now gone. The new concern in places like Colombia is the drug trade. Lieutenant Colonel Arnie Owens is a Pentagon spokesman.
Colombia is the world's leading supplier of cocaine. The United States clearly has an interest in working cooperatively with the Colombian government in taking on the narco traffickers.
For that purpose, the Defense Department will soon give the Colombian Armed Forces helicopters, observation aircraft, and communications equipment. The question is whether the Colombian military can be trusted to use the aid the way it's intended. The Colombian Army has spent most of its time for the past 30 years fighting guerrillas, and in the process acquired one of the worst human rights records in Latin America. The executive director of Amnesty International, William Schultz, charged this week that U.S. aid provided to the Colombian Army in recent years may well have been used to kill innocent civilians.
It was ostensibly provided to fight drugs, but instead there is strong reason to believe that it equipped thugs in uniform who murdered, among others, people who were simply inconvenient to the Colombian government.
The U.S. government is sensitive to the charge that it colludes with repressive militaries in Latin America, having gone through that controversy in the 1980s with respect to the army in El Salvador. Since 1994, the U.S. Embassy in Bogota has been ordered to monitor how aid to the Colombian military is being used. State Department spokesman Nick Burns says the policy is still in effect.
This is one of the issues that we need to be very clear with Colombia, that the defense articles that we give are given for one reason only, and that is to fight narcotics production and narcotics trafficking. That's our position.
Originally, this meant the Colombian Army was not to use its U.S.-provided equipment in operations against the guerrillas who still operate in the Colombian countryside. The problem is that in the post-Cold War period, the anti-drug fight in Colombia can no longer be cleanly separated from the anti-guerrilla fight. Bruce Bagley, a Colombia expert at the University of Miami's North-South Center, says that since the collapse of communism, many guerrillas in Colombia have themselves become involved in drug trafficking as a means of sustaining their movement.
They protect airports, coca fields, and other things. Increasingly, there's evidence that they are also protecting laboratories, some of which they may be operating themselves. They have shot at the police helicopters and military helicopters. So the problem that the Colombian military confronts is one and the same. Drug traffickers and guerrillas can no longer be clearly distinguished in many parts of the Colombian countryside.
This narco-guerrilla connection, according to one senior State Department official, is forcing the U.S. government to rethink its policy in Colombia. The challenge is to find a way to support counter-narcotics operations while also making sure that related counter-guerrilla operations don't lead to abuses against innocent civilians as they have in the past. Amnesty International this week came down squarely on the side of protecting human rights, calling for a cutoff of all counter-narcotics aid for Colombia until the U.S. government can be assured that U.S. military equipment will be kept, quote, out of the hands of killers, unquote. The aid controversy comes at a difficult moment for the Colombian military, which is in the midst of a big effort to destroy coca plantations. Late this summer, guerrillas who'd been protecting the coca crops launched a violent counteroffensive. More than 200 soldiers, police officers, and guerrillas have died in the fighting since. At the Pentagon, Lieutenant Colonel Owens says this is not the time to cut off aid to the Colombian military.
Their soldiers are taking casualties in their fight against these narco-traffickers and insurgents who are assisting them. So halting support and leaving them just hanging out there would just be a wrong-headed thing to do at this stage.
The Clinton administration's drug war strategy currently focuses on stopping narcotics production at its source, so the United States is unlikely to end support for operations in Colombia. But the administration is concerned about the poor human rights performance of the Colombian security forces. U.S. officials have raised the issue in meetings recently with the Colombian foreign and defense ministers and with Colombian diplomats here in Washington. Says one administration official, "This is a real dilemma for us." I'm Tom Jelton in Washington.